Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Welcome to episode 500 of Nashville Daily.
Today's episode is going to be great. We're announcing a new venture for Explore Nash and offering an amazing giveaway in celebration of this benchmark.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. Happy 500 episodes, Aaron.
Happy five. This is better than New Year's for celebration.
Yeah, especially because nothing happened in Nashville.
Yeah, no, nothing.
But have you ever thought to yourself, man, I really wonder what it would be like to be surrounded by immersive art. Have you ever thought
immersive
of that to yourself?
Art? No.
So I've had the experience once, and I was at this weird studio in East Nashville. They were having some art show, and they had like 15 different artists that they were featuring, and I was one of the featured artists there. And there was this projector art muralist person.
I mean, I've been to 21C, so it's kind of like that. Yeah,
super modern art that's like all of like with projectors. And this woman did this this really weird like mural type stuff with these projectors, and people would stand in front of it and get photos. But that's kind of coming to Nashville pretty soon.
Okay, so according to Fox 17, if you've ever wanted to take a step inside of a painting. There's a new digital art exhibit coming to Nashville, and it will bring the works of Van Gogh to life. So apparently the immersive Van Gogh exhibit, so I'm guessing it's temporary, allows guests to walk through moving images that showcase the mesmerizing colors, details, brushstrokes of Van Gogh's sunny landscapes, vibrant night scenes, portraits, and still life paintings.
So it goes on to talk about what type of exhibits are going to be at this little pop-up show. The hour-long timed entry exhibit will feature towering projections of the paintings. Organizers say capture the high emotional and chaotic inner chaos, consciousness of the post-impressionist artist.
So the exhibit is made up of 500,000 cubic feet worth of projections, 60,600 frames of video, and 90 million pixels. And let's see if there's not necessarily solid times yet, but you can find more information by clicking the link in the show notes for the Fox 17 article. And hang on tight through this episode, because we have some really, really cool things. We've got some announcements from Explore of things that we are going to expand and things that we are venturing into. And also, we are doing an incredible giveaway on our Instagram, and we're going to be telling you a little bit about that later in the episode. It's a very short one, too, so it's something you will not want to miss out the details on. But something else you don't want to miss the details on is where we've eaten recently, because we just love torturing ourselves and making ourselves hungry by replaying the interactions we had at these local establishments, especially with a place that I had about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now. But this was Hugh Babies. I went to their location on Charlotte, and it was absolutely incredible. Got to eat outside. Too full to get them. I really wanted to get one of their milkshakes at the end, but I was too full to do that. Just got a double cheeseburger with bacon and fries, and holy cow, it was as good as ever.
The Charlotte location's my favorite because they have that drive-through.
Yeah.
Also, it's the OG of Hugh Babies. Dude, I can destroy some Hugh Babies right now.
So good.
That barbecue burger with the double burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. And their strawberry milkshakes right now. I'm just like sitting on cloud nine thinking of that.
I know. Just the smash burger scene in Nashville
is smashing.
It's smashing.
Smashing.
Like wild thornberries. Smashing.
Smashing. So I had the great, delicious coffee from Caliber Coffee. And I think you got me that thing from Harry Potter.
The butterbeer?
The butterbeer latte. And that thing is delicious. It's super refreshing, especially when it's iced and it's hot outside.
I could smell it whenever I got it for you. It smelled incredible. So I can only imagine that it tasted even better.
It makes me think that I'm at Hogwarts enjoying just a good old jolly time with magic.
There you go. You can just close your eyes and be in a new universe with that.
I hit my heels in Wizard of Oz, and I go to Hogwarts.
All right. Well, speaking of cooling down with something refreshing, we have something even better maybe than a butterbeer with Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to head to downtown Nashville and get yourself a cone of ice cream or an ice cream cone.
But if you remember from yesterday's episode, you cannot put that sucker in your pocket.
Because it's illegal.
Apparently, it is illegal. But you can just, you know, enjoy Mike's ice cream in the normal fashion of eating it with your hands or a cone or a spoon or a straw. A straw, because their shakes are so good.
Man, they're fire.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. But Mike's just recently reopened. They were affected by the bombing in downtown.
Yep.
And they just recently reopened, I think, in the last week, maybe last week, 2 weeks.
It may have been sometime in March, I know for sure.
But they are serving some of the most delicious, amazing, delectable ice cream in this city. My favorite is the Tennessee Fudge. I love that ice cream from Mike's. I also like their peanut butter cup, and I get that as a milkshake with whole milk. It will change your life.
So good stuff. If you like ice cream, try Mike's ice cream. And if you want to know what some of the other places around Nashville have great ice cream, you can check out our YouTube video, Top Ice Cream in Nashville. That is in the show notes. One thing, Maggie Moose that changed locations.
Really?
This is Hattie Jane's because they were in East Nashville.
No, that's Pied Piper.
Oh, so many.
We're getting everything confused. So that was Pied Piper. They were affected by the tornado. They moved. Hattie Jane's is the first location in Nashville they're going to have is the 5th and Broad when they open Assembly Hall South. Because Hattie Jane's started down in Columbia,
that's
Tennessee.
Right. Pied Piper, I believe, went into
Hunter Station. Yes.
That's right.
I know.
There are a lot of ice cream places in Nashville.
I keep up with my ice cream. just go to Mike's Ice Cream. It's going to change your life. Get that peanut butter cup ice cream with whole milk.
All right. That is Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com.
All right. So here is what we have going on. If this is your first episode of listening to the podcast, welcome to episode 500.
I can't believe we've done 500 episodes.
If you're listening to 500 as your first episode, you have a few to catch up on, but that's okay. Just stay with it. We believe that you will get through this. And I hope that you have a great journey in going through the archives of what we have, especially the interviews. They're absolutely incredible. But the reason I'm saying all of this is if you didn't know a little bit of the story behind Nashville Daily, I think this is a good time to talk about it a little bit, to get a little bit nostalgic here, bring us back into August 1st of 2019 when we released episode 1. I'm saying all this because Nashville Daily is the name of this podcast, but it's run by obviously Stuart and I, and we started this journey of even before the podcast, we started a journey of creating a YouTube channel and a company and everything, and it's all under the name Explore for a company and explore.nash for everything else that we do, because we want you to explore Nashville, and that's kind of the reason behind the name. But that's what we do in the background of Nashville Daily. The other stuff that we do is we want to help you explore Nashville. Nashville Daily is one of those tools that we want to use to help you explore Nashville. But the reason I'm giving you kind of a background for this is with our Explore brand and our branding, we are launching something else starting later this month that we are very excited about, and we want to share with you guys, the world, everything like that. But this is where we are first announcing it. We're allowed to be a little bit informal here, make our informal announcements on here. But the new thing that we want to launch is called Explore Tours.
And Explore Tours.
This is something that has been a lot of Stuart's labor and effort to get this going. And so, Stuart, I'm going to let you introduce what is Explore Tours. When are we getting started with that? And what are we offering at the beginning of our launch?
Yeah, so I want to step back in time a little bit first. My specialty is tourism and hospitality. That's my specialty. That's my bread and butter. And I love giving tours to people. I love seeing the reactions of how people explore and experience new things, and they learn.
You've probably seen that with me so many times.
Yeah, I never get used to it. I love it.
That's awesome.
And when people discover history for the first time, and they're like, wow, this shaped this to shape this to shape this to where we are today.
Yeah.
And so Aaron and I set out with this mission. So this is the mission of Explore, to create actionable content for people to experience their communities and neighborhoods in a more intimate way.
Yeah.
And so we set out creating this YouTube channel. Okay, we're gonna make this actionable. So everything we do, is this actionable or is this not actionable? Because we want people to take action.
We want you to stand in the places that we've stood.
Yeah, and we want you to eat the food we're eating because...
Except get off my plate.
Yeah, don't eat my same food off my plate. But man, we want you to experience these things because Nashville has so much to offer.
Yeah.
And Tennessee has even more to offer than just Nashville. And so we want to create this content from a video perspective and a podcast.
Really, in everywhere that's consumable.
Yes, photography, wherever you're consuming content, we want to create all of this to prompt you to take action. And so with Explore Tours that we're launching, the website's exploretours.com, you're able to come and take action with us and take tours of the city of Nashville.
And so with these, we're starting off with a history tour because history is a great way to learn and understand a city. I personally have taken tours of cities in other cities. New Orleans has been great. I go every time I go to New Orleans, I still take a history tour because I learn new things every single time. When I was in Seattle, I took a history tour. So history tours are my favorite. I know they're your favorite as well.
That and food tours. I love food tours.
you get a couple things from that. You get to learn the way that the downtown works. You get to experience and walk through living history. And so you don't get just to hear about it. You get to put really all of the senses into it. And so when you're talking about the Capitol, you can see it. You can feel it, and you can understand everything that's happening in a more intimate way. And you really have an appreciation for that city 10, 15, 20, 100 times more whenever you understand its history, where it came from, and how that shaped where it is today. So that is the first tour that we are going to be launching, is a history tour. How do you think history shapes, or why is it important to maybe learn the history of an area?
Well, I think it was Winston Churchill who said, if you don't learn history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
And we are in a pivotal point in America right now where history is being deleted from textbooks, and all of these things and these stories of what made America America are being hidden. And I really think history is important because it defines you as a nation. It defines you as a culture. It defines where you're going. And I love learning about history. And one of the most significant walking tours I've ever taken was in Dublin, Ireland. And I took this tour 4 times in 3 days. that
same tour. Wow.
And I learned so much different stuff because there was different tour guides and they had different
takes
and experts in different areas.
That's awesome.
And it was a free walking tour. And I ended up spending probably $200 because I'm just like, these guides are incredible. I need to like give them tips because they're so good.
Right.
And the perspective that I learned of Ireland and this nation that was formed and the deep history of Ireland, it's incredible. And we want to offer that same thing for Nashville because Nashville played a pivotal role in American history.
Yeah. I mean, Nashville's just incredible. I mean, if you've listened to over 50, 75 episodes here on the podcast, you understand how much we love to relate things to Nashville history, especially if you've been with us for our neighborhood series, which they're on YouTube. We've kind of made a playlist on YouTube if you want to go through that, especially learning how even individual areas of Nashville have been affected because of major historical events. And we want to show off Nashville with a history walking tour. So we are very, very happy about that. They're going to be starting in late April.
Yeah. So we're, the first dates that we're booking is April 22nd, 23rd and 24th. So we're only going to do these tours a few times a week right now, cause I'm going to be doing these tours physically.
You got to give your time for your voice to rest.
yeah. And I also have a lot of other things happening throughout the week. We have to create this podcast still, but I want to give a little insight into what this tour is going to look like.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start at the Tennessee State Capitol. And we're going to dive deep into the history of the Tennessee State Capitol. And then we're going to walk from there to Printer's Alley, talk about the incredible printing industry that made Nashville in the early 1900s. We're going to see the financial district of downtown Nashville and talk about the history.
We were just filming there recently. It's pretty dang. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the history of how we were called the Wall Street of the South, which is really interesting because there's another city called the Wall Street of the South right now that's really getting this claim and fame, and that's Miami.
Interesting.
So it's really, really interesting. And we'll walk from there, and then we'll walk into Fort Nash Borough, and we'll learn the history of the first settlers to Nashville. We'll walk up and down Broadway, see 5th and Broadway, hear the stories that made this city, and then we'll finish the walking tour at the pedestrian bridge. It is it's a super excellent tour that I love to give.
I'm excited to take this tour. Stuart has given this tour to a few people as we've kind of tested it out, and I'm very excited. I'll probably end up taking it as well. If you want to learn more, exploretours.com and reserve your first ticket into, this incredible historical tour of downtown Nashville. And thank you for the support, just for listening and participating in what we do, leaving comments. And
this tour is going to be about an hour and a half long. So it's not going to take up much of your time. It's a great tour. You walk about a mile. It's a really good tour.
It's good to be walking. It is absolutely good to be walking right about now. Get it before it turns to summer. That's all I'll say.
Yes.
Because you guys are participating in this, you help us become better and knowing what are some services that we can help provide to help you explore Nashville. And tours is one of them. So we're excited that that is now something of ours that we can give to you. All right. So in addition to the walking tours, and another exciting announcement right now is we are doing a giveaway in celebration of our 500th episode. And we are doing a great collaboration with our friend Abandoned Nashville. His Nashville story we will link in the show notes. But Stuart, give us a recap of this episode with Abandoned Nashville so people can understand. When we're giving away a print from a brand Abandoned Nashville, but give us a little history of the story that he brought to the Nashville story.
Man, when Jeremy came into the studio, it was a fascinating episode, and I really wish you were here for that episode. I learned a lot about like just abandoned areas in Nashville. He goes deeply into the Tennessee State Prison, which is this historical looking castle in West Nashville. It's not a castle; it's actually a prison. But he goes into those stories. He goes into the stories. This is off camera or off mic, but he went into stories about the underground tunnels in Nashville. And I'm just like, man, I just want to pick your brain on all of these things that you've seen.
Well, one perspective that you can get and win for yourself, put on the wall in your own home is a print from Jeremy of Abandoned Nashville. It's an Instagram account, and you can win that print. Not only that, but we are also giving away a $10 gift card to Nectar Urban Cantina, one of our favorite places to eat in the Donaldson community, just minutes away from where we are recording right now. And we have a good, whoever wins, we're going to send you some good recommendations, some menu items from there, and even coffees. And then lastly, we are giving away 4 walking tour tickets to explore tours, good for any dates. And so all of the tour stuff that we were just talking about, you can win 4 walking tour tickets to exploretours.com, and you will be able to have those in-person experiences for yourself, obviously at no cost because you win the tickets.
Yeah, so this giveaway is valued at over $150, and here's how you enter this giveaway. So you have to make sure you're following the explore.nash, xplr.nash Instagram account. You have to be following Abandon Nashville Instagram account. And you also have to comment on the post from this morning.
Yeah, so
and you
all
have to
of
tag 2 of your friends.
So all of those details will be on the Instagram post. So if you are listening right now and you're not driving, if you're driving, hand the phone to a friend. But head to our Instagram right now and complete this entry so that you can have the chance to win that print from Abandoned Nashville. You'll see the photo on the Instagram account. The $10 gift card to Nectar Urban Cantina and 4 walking tour tickets to explore tours. And you'll be able to take that tour if you win with 3 of your friends, or go 4 times if you want to.
You could.
If you want to learn some Nashville history and learn it well. Like Stuart said, valued at over $150. And we're about to play our local artist of the day. So if you want to do this during that time, I would highly encourage you. It's a great way to listen to music and be productive at the same time. So again, exploretours.com if you want to learn more about the tours, and head over to our Instagram to enter in to the giveaway celebrating our 500th episode on there. Even if you're not active on Instagram, just enter it for the fun of it. It's our 500th episode. We want to have fun. We want you to have fun as well. All right, our local artist of the day is Matt Young. We're going to be playing his song Gutter Racing Boats featuring Benny Johnson. You can find Matt's link in the show notes for Spotify. You can also listen to all of the artists we played here on the podcast by going to Spotify, typing in Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. A little bit about Matt. He's been in Nashville for 3 years and has a favorite restaurant. We've actually heard a lot of good things about this restaurant lately, and it's called The Chef and I.
Yeah, so this is located in the Gulch, and I believe the menu changes pretty often based on seasonal availability of goods, but I've heard incredible things about this restaurant. I'm excited to check it out.
And isn't what we've heard, isn't there are places where you can go in the restaurant where the chef is just, it's a one-on-one experience.
Like it's like a full-blown, like, intimate moment with the chef.
That's absolutely incredible. Here is Matt Young with Gutter Racing Boats.
Gutter racing boat, without a care, worry, but to keep it flow. It's raining on the road like a melody. You see a story told. Nothing when you're sinking like a
that was Matt Young with Gutter Racing Boats featuring Benny Johnson.
Tomorrow we're talking about some caves throughout the state of Tennessee.
All right, and while you're thinking about caves, go to our Instagram, enter the giveaway, visit exploretours.com, and we hope you have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.